Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name Ren. I got my boy LJ with me and the OG dad himself. Man, y'all go ahead and say it up to the listeners, man.
What's up? What up? What up?
All right, man. Now, welcome back to another episode, man. All right, now, but before we get started, we would like to thank everyone over at our TikTok, because we finally hit 1,000 followers on TikTok, man. So appreciate to everybody who follows on TikTok. And we started doing YouTube shorts on our YouTube. It's doing some good, but for the most part, our TikTok, man, for the past 2 to 3 months, man, y'all been showing love and all that stuff. So before we get started on today's episode, man, I just want to say a huge shout out to everyone that follows us on TikTok, man. We slowed again now, but for all 1,000 people.
Let me add to that real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because TikTok the way it is, you have to have 1,000 in order to go live and stuff like that.
Right.
The number 1,000 and why it's significant, because it gives us so many more avenues on what we could do and what extra we can bring to the table. So like, and the fact that the 1,000 is organic, you know,
right?
Like it, we really appreciate you guys showing up and showing out for us. Like it means a lot, because like you can't say, oh, it was a follow for follow, because we don't follow that many people.
It's
organic, and we appreciate it, man. We like it means a lot.
You ain't lying. Now LJ, you want to add something to that?
I know you don't.
But like Dad said, man, we appreciate every single last one of y'all, man. From the very beginning of me, LJ, when I was in a closet just recording on an old Android phone. I knew you were gonna say something, Dad. That's why I was trying to rush through that part, because I knew you were gonna say something. But just to see where me and LJ just took it from, and then adding you, Dad, was a cherry on top, man. So like I said, man, even though it ain't like a million, five, but 1,000 to us seem like a million. So like I said, appreciate every single last one of y'all that listening. Go ahead, Dad.
Like I always say, man, I was a fan before I became part of the show, man. Like I literally was. I be saying stuff they don't even remember they said.
So. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, you sure do. Because back in the day, me and LJ used to be saying some crazy stuff on the podcast, but I sure don't remember sometimes. But like Dad said, man, we appreciate y'all, and hopefully I continue to like what we push out, and hopefully we can have some of y'all on here. But let's get straight into it. March Madness. Dad, talk to you folks, man. What we got going on in sports, man?
So, March Madness gone down. I don't have the names right.
he gonna come back. So let's talk about this while Dad coming back. Auburn, bruh, have you seen what happened with Auburn?
I mean, that was to be expected,
bruh. No, let's talk about it, bruh. They was up 10. Dad, I told you, bro. You got to be careful with this.
You can't touch anything.
You can't touch nothing.
I rub my hand against the mouse thing.
Yeah, you can't touch nothing. But, Dad, hold on. Before you say anything, me and LJ were talking about Auburn. Here's the thing with Auburn, bro. They was up 10 at the first half, bro. They had a momentum going. I was like, bro, we finna win. Next thing they know, bro, they missed. They whole field goal that second half. 4 of 24. How the hell you made 4 shots?
But also, Houston did hit their shots in the first half,
which is true though. Happened. Yeah, but
so with Houston, wherever their coach
told, all I know is, bro, it's a sad day to be an Auburn fan. Let's just say that, because go ahead, LJ.
I wasn't expecting this to make it out the first round. So
yeah, you're right, but. Look, Alabama doing something, you know, so hopefully they can go to Final Four. Because somebody had them actually winning the whole entire thing. So I don't know, but Dad, go ahead.
Alabama has some, like I'm going to say this as PC as I can, but Alabama has some players that should be playing right now.
Yeah, they got a lot of controversy, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
The controversy that's going on. Some of them shouldn't be playing, and it's sad that some of them are playing, but, like, if I was a player, I would play, but somebody got to step in and, like, just be like, you know. But that
and maybe I'm wrong about this, I thought they was technically cleared from any wrongdoing. Oh, so they weren't cleared. Okay.
Mm-mm. Not yet, at least. And I could be wrong, but, like last thing I heard is that they weren't cleared at all yet. So
I thought they cleared because I thought, because it was, I know it's the guy who had bought the gun for the guy.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. I thought they said that he was cleared to play and okay for everything else because they said, I forgot what somebody they had said, they were like, because he bought it for him as a present or something like that. And did not know he was going to use the gun in a malicious way. That's what I heard. And that's why they said he's okay to play and do all this other stuff.
From what I understand, it's because of their involvement that there's still it's still an ongoing investigation. So,
okay. Yeah.
And that's the key thing, is that it's still ongoing. So, like, you know, while it's ongoing, like, I understand you're innocent until proven guilty. So I'm not trying to say, like, but, like, the kids didn't even have a break in between. Like, there was no suspicion. Hey, sit out this game, get your thoughts together, you know what I'm saying, and just go that way. But they didn't even allow that to happen. So, also, I want to throw out there, if you never listen to what I say ever again in life, never put your bracket in the hands of Arizona. Okay? Arizona is the first college to lose to an 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th seed. And they lost to a 15th seed twice.
Tragic.
So, Arizona is literally the school that won't show up when you need them the most. So, throwing that out there. Switching gears, NFL free agency. This year's free agency has not been too exciting because it's not no huge big name splashes, but there's been some pieces moving around. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet as soon as they can figure out compensation, you know, because there's no way he returns after he said, I want to be a Jet, you know, and they said, we're waiting for the trade. And the problem is that the Packers have all the power at this point because they know the trade, the Jets want them and everything. So it's like, just waiting for that to happen. And Jimmy G is now a Raider, which, by the way, in California, is one of the most hated moves ever.
Why is that?
Because Raider fans talk so much crap about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah, I forget. It's Oakland Raiders. Yeah, I sure forgot.
Yeah, they talk so much crap about Jimmy G, and now he's one of them, and now the Niners fans are laughing at him.
Right.
It's a whole thing going on. But for now, that's all I got going on for sports right now.
I gotcha. Now, Dad, do you want to let the listeners know about what you got cooking up, or you gonna hold it, or you gonna save it?
I'm gonna hold it. Let me hold it.
You gonna hold it? Okay. Just everybody, but just know that Dad got some stuff cooking. Just know that
I'm cooking.
He got some stuff cooking.
We're not cooking it. We're marinating currently. Okay.
Well,
we got the seasoning all, but now it's marinating. Okay.
I hear that. So y'all just be on the lookout. Dad got some stuff coming up in the works that he gonna let y'all know, man. But let's go ahead, man, because I don't know about y'all, but the topic that we're going to talk about, the main topic, it was blowing up like crazy for the past 2 to 3 days. So
it's going to make LJ's day so much.
It's going to make his day, but we just going to see. Don't say nothing, LJ, because I just want to know your input on it, but just hold on.
I don't know the topic y'all talking about.
You didn't get the text? You didn't look at my text? Bro, I sent you a whole. No,
what?
Don't even worry about it. When we talk about it, you'll see. Cause I sent the same stuff I sent to Dad. I sent to you, so I guess you ain't look at it. But you'll see, or you just say your input. Cause I don't even know what to say now. All right, now let's go ahead and jump to, man. Let's go ahead and start off. We got a sad one for the Daily Dose of Anime. Especially for me, LJ, and Dad. Final episode of Ash and Pikachu airs next week. Well, I ain't gonna read all that part because that's basically nothing. But anyways, the final episode will air on March 24th. At the end of the preview for Ash and Pikachu final episode, Ash say Pikachu, I can't even talk, let's stay together forever instead of his usual everyone go out and catch Pokemon. So, I don't know about y'all, man, but it breaks my heart. So, Dad, since you're the OG Dad and you've been in the game way longer than me, LJ, go ahead. What's your thoughts about it?
So, number one, there's gonna be some tissues used. You know, wipe a few tears. It's funny because like this show has been around since I was like younger. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like I'm old now. So the fact that like they're getting their final goodbye and stuff like that is crazy to me right now. So I don't think it's gonna shut down the internet or anything like that. But yeah. But I think if anything, this probably should.
Right.
But I don't think it will. But I think it should though. In my opinion,
it might though. Depend on because. Like you said, the player base is so diverse. You got people who haven't watched it in so long, but they may come back just to watch this episode. And you got, you know, I'm pretty sure it's gonna do some type of numbers though. We just gonna say that
it's gonna do numbers.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna do like Attack on Titan, One Piece, or My Hero numbers or nothing.
Yeah,
like that.
Right.
I mean, it's like. To me, it would be the same as like Detective Conan or Close Case, whichever one y'all know it by. It'd be something like that. Like, if people would go and see watch the last episode, but it's not going to be enough people or at one time to like close down a site like Crunchyroll,
right?
Or just enough numbers to take out one of the top three bigger ones that's done it. It'll do its numbers. People be sad about it, and then it's so the new generation and what that new generation is. I am kind of interested into seeing what they're going to do new now. Like, would there always be a new protagonist now mm-hmm. that Ash and Pikachu are gone? Technically, Pikachu is still in the series because one of the things that somebody was saying was that. You have a Captain Pikachu now. That's a ship or something that's over there.
Yeah, on one of these little promoted posters, he was. Yeah, Pikachu's still in. I forget who the dude name is, but yeah, he's still gonna be in anime.
Right. So it won't. It just won't be Ash and Pikachu.
Right.
It'll be another Pikachu, things like that. But I am very interested to see in the new ways that they take it this direction. And there's always a chance, I always say, it's like, maybe they just taking a break, and then when the new game comes out, the new season, or wherever the new place will be, Ash and Pikachu just pops up and be like, yeah, we've been here for a year, just chilling.
It could be. Grown up Ash, maybe. So, for everybody out there, man, March 24th, it will be the last time that Ash and Pikachu, maybe, the Ash and Pikachu will be on the Pokemon anime.
Okay, so let's say, like, I'm not going to say this will be last, because they're going to have a guest spot at some point.
I'm pretty sure.
At some point, that like, it's going to be like, a lot of ratings might be low, and they got a law, and they'll bring it back for like one episode or something like that.
Yeah, to bring up the views. I can see that. Mm-hmm. So for everybody out there, man, Ash and Pikachu final episode will be on March 24th. And the new anime, which I'm surprised started so quick, the new anime will start on April 14th. Are y'all going to watch it?
I might watch the first one.
Yeah, I'm most definitely going to watch the first one and see how it is. LJ, how about you?
I don't know. We'll see.
You'll see?
It will.
You got to see like a little preview of it first?
Yeah.
I got you. There ain't no wrong with that. So, Ash and Pikachu airs next, or final episode airs on March 24th. All right. I'm going to kind of go back and forth, Dad. So you got to look at which one I'm talking about, cuz it's something that I want to just say for LJ though. But Demon Slayer. Somebody leaked on Demon Slayer, and come to find out season 3 will only have 11 episodes, and a lot of people aren't too happy about that. So how y'all feel about season 3 of Demon Slayer?
So let me say this. As a person who likes to watch 12 episode animes, I don't mind this, you know, but I'll say this. There better not be not a single filler in that.
Ooh,
11.
You're right.
There better not be not one filler episode.
Now, hold on. What if they milk it, though? What if they show like 5 and then 2, 3, 4 months later to show the other part?
They not about to do that. This not.
You don't think so?
Just do it. Do a little. See. I know why you said that, because you're used to your anime doing that to you.
What? Spreading apart those scenes like that. That's the only anime that's ever done that.
So y'all, you're used to that. You're jaded to that, and I get it. I get it. But a lot of animes don't do that, you know. Like right. they just release them, you know, and or they'll tell you, "Hey, we're gonna take a break here." You
right,
know what I'm
right, right.
Dragon Ball Super went like 100 some episodes straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just about. They took a few weeks here and there, but they released all those out around the same time. So, you know, I understand why you said what you said, because you know. I feel you, okay?
I got you.
As a brother of Christ, I feel you, okay? Like, I feel you hurt, okay?
Okay.
But, like, that's not normal, okay? That's not normal.
I got you. Now, I would be petty, but you know what? I'm going to let y'all have it. But, LJ, what you got on?
Speaking the truth.
See?
I'm not
going to
go here.
Okay. But go ahead.
I think that's fine. The 11 episodes, like Dad said, long, there's no filler. And I can't see why there would be filler. But I also know why people are mad, because supposedly, other than the final arc, this is the best arc, from my understanding of what I've heard from people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that is why people are angry, because they're saying if there's only 11 episodes and now 12, how much are you cutting out for there to be only 11 episodes.
Now, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all feel like they rushing? Because after this arc, is two more arcs left. And the Demon Slayer is supposed to end in 2025. So, y'all feel like they kind of rushing it?
They're probably compacting it, yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't say rush, though.
Okay.
I feel like more is maybe being compacted. Like, they're just bringing, like, more together. Maybe, like... But I wouldn't say it's being rushed. I hope it's not being rushed, because that would be foolish of them to rush it like that.
I feel like if it was rushed, it should be ending in next fall of 2024, maybe?
No, like the episodes. Do you think they're rushing the episodes? Like kind of like making the episodes?
I mean, the only way you would tell is if there was poor quality in the animation.
Yeah.
Or the worst acting.
And the reason why I say that, because the last
because
two
you're
seasons,
because Attack on Titan does this.
Oh, what's
they,
going
they
on with you
it.
Today, David? But
they don't rush it like
see, look here now. When the end of this year, and Attack on Titan is breaking records throughout the internet, I'm not going to say it. But since the reason why I say it, because season 1 and 2 both had like 24, 26 episodes. Do y'all feel like they just trying to just push these episodes out so they can just start making, you know?
Well, most animes have that one outlier season, that successful ones.
You're right.
Like that's a short one. The difference here is that it's usually like the first season.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually like the shorter one, because they probably only like, okay, you got 12 episodes to make this happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, yeah, but. But, like, there's usually, sometimes they do a middle of the season that's just, like, an outlier, like, just a quick 12 episodes or something like that. So,
yeah,
it's not unusual, so.
I gotcha. Yeah, you're right, because most of them do run, like, the middle part of the anime. They usually have like 11, 12 episodes for a season. You right.
And sometimes, like, if it's not, if they don't do it because they're combining, like, multiple arcs into a season.
Right.
So, like say, for example, My Hero, season 5 could have been 2 separate arcs.
Mm-hmm.
Or season 4 could have been 2 separate seasons. But the way My Hero does his anime and his manga and stuff like that, the fights itself don't last too long. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not on top of Namek for 86 episodes, you know, waiting for it to blow up in 5 minutes. You know, it's the fights get to the point, and but getting there is like the season too. So it's like, I don't know. It's like seasons can be broken up by arcs and stuff like that, but like sometimes it's good to combine more than one arc to a season.
I gotcha. So. Well, like LJ said, we just got to wait and see when the episodes drop, because they saying season 3 is supposed to be like the animation is supposed to be top tier. So we'll see if they are trying to rush it out. So for everybody out there, season 3 for Demon Slayer allegedly may be short. So y'all just don't get y'all hopes up for that one. Now, Hunter. Now, I think it was 2 episodes. Episodes ago, maybe, I think that I reported that they are not making no more Demon Slayers mangas, but apparently the creator got better, I guess, and now he is making new chapters. So how y'all feel about him coming back to health and making new 100 chapters?
As long as he's doing it while being healthy, right? You know, as long as, like, you know, he's not jeopardizing his health, like, you know, and it's something he wants to do, I'm like, go for it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, all of y'all, like, I don't see any, like, bad to it if it's something he wants to do. Because it's obviously, if he wants to do it, it's obviously something that's making him happy.
Right.
So more power to you, man. I appreciate you. I'm glad you're better.
LJ, what you got?
I'm fine with it. Like Dad said, as long as he's doing it under his own thing. But usually what ends up happening with him is he gets better, then he starts working on it. He works it until he gets sick, keeps working, and then gets too sick to move, and everybody's concerned that he's going to die. So, just maybe whoever is his, I can't think of
the word caregiver. I'm
looking for. Not caregiver, but whoever does the, like, his manager. Or somebody should probably be like, when they start seeing the signs of him getting sick, should probably tell him to stop or take away the paperwork or whatever he needs to write.
Right.
And tell him you don't write for a good month, and then we go back to writing.
Right.
You see, so it's not like he like a workaholic type person, and a lot of times people like that, they can hide their symptoms pretty well.
Right.
So like, nobody knows but him, so he really, if that's the case, he needs to self-check himself, you know?
But it doesn't seem like he can.
He's not going to, though. He's not going to self-check.
But I also feel like if you, I'm not saying he has a wife for anybody, but if you, but he's done it so many times that I feel like his person in charge of him should see, have some signs, be like, because there is hard to find the signs, but I'm sure it's like he's not eating all the meals he needs to eat, or he's only eating instant ramen or something like that. Who knows? Maybe he's only, you know, drinking certain amounts of water, or you see him, you like visit him a week straight and you see him not move in the hours you've been over there. You know, like there's something, you know, you can't hide everything. You can hide sickness, but I'm sure there's something. He knows where he's like, he's working too much again.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a sign somewhere, but like a lot of people like that, they can hide it pretty good, but they gotta pay, his people around him gotta pay more attention.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So hopefully he can stay healthy, but we are.
Some kind of rehab that tells him that overworking is bad.
I don't think that guy.
That's a mindset. that's a tough mindset to break.
Right. But for everybody out there, man, Hunter is coming back. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this I forgot which article was. But I think he already, the next chapter is already completed, and he working on the next one. So I could be wrong. So, but anyways, he's coming back to, well, he's back in health, and now he started work back on Hunter x Hunter. So hopefully we can get the anime in a couple of years if he stayed together. All right, now the last two are gonna be a little bit controversial for LJ. Now, I'm gonna combine two of them together. Boruto is ending on March 26th. The anime. Oh, hold on. Oh, okay. And then after that, Naruto is coming back. I think it's Naruto. It could be. It may be Shippuden, but this one say Naruto. So I don't know which one come back. But for this one, we're gonna say Naruto, the old Naruto, because it got the kid Naruto. But anyways, it coming out with four new episodes. So how y'all feel about Boruto going on hiatus and the OG Naruto coming back with four new episodes?
I feel like we talked about the hiatus before.
I think we did. But how you feel about the four new episodes?
Because it's kind of like, why are you making four new episodes? And why?
Celebrate the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, because I think these, if I'm not mistaken, could be so wrong, but I think these four new episodes are just filler episodes.
Oh, okay. That's fine. It's just a celebration episode. I have no problem with that.
All right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Dad, what's your take, man?
Well, you know, actually, I'm for it. Just so, like, you know, It's sort of like a thank you to the fans with the four episodes of Naruto. So, like, you know, I'll never be like somebody says, like, stop making episodes of this. It's like if the fans, you know, want it, you know, and it's like, and this is more of an appreciation to them, to just do it, you know. I appreciate something like that, you know. As far as Boruto ending on the 26th, I feel like that's fate in a way. Just because, you know, that's the day of the anniversary of my birth, so, like, you know, I feel like God's like, you know, like, hey man, here's your present.
He disrespected, you
know? It's not actually it's just going on.
Yeah.
That's funny. That
if it ended, I'd be happy.
Now here's the thing though. The main topic we're gonna talk about is most definitely is not ending, but like
no, it's not.
But we're gonna hold off because I got one more and LJ know which one I'm talking about. I just know that LJ finna just go off, or he finna just have something. So for everybody out there, and LJ, this gonna be strictly just for you. What this? Me and Dan ain't gonna say that. Just hold on. Let me say it. And the floor is gonna be yours because I want to hear what you gonna say. I'm not gonna say nothing. Dan ain't gonna say nothing. It's just gonna be strictly you because it's gonna be so funny. Hold on. All right. So for everybody out there, Boruto fans had declared chapter 79 from the manga is better than all of One Piece. LJ, the floor is yours. What you got to say about that?
I don't really have nothing to say because I don't talk to people who are brain dead. I have nothing to say to them. I say the same thing. Like, I'm trying to figure out who's more delusional. It's either AOT fans or Boruto fans. Like, y'all share a brain cell, one brain cell between all of y'all. But for some reason, I guess it wasn't the Boruto fans' turn to have the brain cell this week. And so that's why you shouldn't say nothing when you don't have the brain cell.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel.
Oh man,
who makes that's worse than saying that the big three all came back at one time. That's worse than that. Like, as a fan base, they used to be a standard. But they borrowed those fans. So, they So, it's fine.
Yo, when you sent me this one, Randall, I was like, ain't no way. I'm not saying a word on this one. Yeah, I'm just gonna let him cook.
It was so funny when I sent them that. LJ just, I was like, bro, just hold it to the podcast, bro. When I saw that, I was like, there's no way on earth that they legit said that. But for everybody out there, the bar, y'all talk about Attack on Titan, bro. The bar took
you. I'm trying to figure out who's more than who's not. I do not know anymore. I just thought Bardo fans were dumb. Now I know they have no brains. It's just mush.
That's funny, man. That's funny. So, for everybody out there, Bardo fans declare that the chapter 79 is better than all of Whoopi.
They should be ashamed of themselves for saying that. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny.
The stupidest thing I had heard all week long.
What was your first thought when you saw that, when I sent you that?
I said they didn't have no brain cells.
Oh, man, that was pure comedy right there.
They had no thoughts in their mind. And it's not all of them. I'm sure some of them are a couple of brain cells. It's just whoever put out this article or whoever said, yeah, I'm a Baruto fan, and this is better than all the One Piece. One episode is better than all of a whole anime.
So what you saying, that statement is false?
Yes.
Yo, you know, like, okay, so, like, hot takes are a thing in our culture. Everybody got to get their hot take off, you know, to, you know, try to get views and stuff like that. The fact that a community says this, you know, like you can understand the one person on TikTok who's just like, who just wants to get the views and say something ridiculous, say something rash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a community of people saying this. Like, I just don't.
Bro, when I saw that, I just instantly just laughed for like a good 5 minutes, cause I was like, bro, there's no way. And then when I looked at the comments, I only saw like a handful of disagreements, and I was like, bro, what the heck? But everybody out there, man, look, the chapter was good, cause that's pretty much what we're gonna talk about in a little bit. But to say that, I was like, bro, y'all just gotta wait till Bardo end or something. But God, dog. But for everybody out there, man, the Bardo community is up there when it comes to their diehard fans. So yeah, man. So that's it right there.
I don't think diehard is the word for it, but I'm gonna let it go.
Now, don't let it go, because the main topic is this. Now, I don't know, because I don't think LJ even opened up the text message that I sent, but apparently.
I did it. To be honest with you, this is probably what happened. I saw it. It probably said Baruto, and
it did.
I saw it, and
it then did.
My brain turned off, and I turned it off.
It did say Baruto. But his thing though. The manga came out today as we are speaking, but somebody leaked it early. Dad, when I sent you that yesterday?
2 days ago.
Two days ago, somebody leaked the chapter that came out today as we recorded. Here's the thing. It's amazing. The chapter is amazing. But go ahead, Dad.
I can't even front, because of this episode. I went to look at the chapter, and it's one of the best written ones.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Cause it's crazy. So LJ, have you been up to date with the manga on Bar? Like, the anime? No. We're gonna keep it real. The anime garbage. We're gonna all agree to that. Manga is a whole different league. The manga is up there. So
don't
you have
read nothing to do with Bar.
Okay, now Dad, you want to explain to people what's going on? Or you want me to explain to them?
Nah, go ahead, man.
All right, so. For everybody out there, Baruto on the manga is on chapter 79. 2 days ago, I sent the dad a video about somebody leaking chapter 79. So pretty much it is a huge spoilers. Now, I don't know if anybody out there that's actually just watching Boruto manga, I mean the anime, and not reading up on the manga, but just in case, huge spoilers is about to happen. So if y'all want to leave or just click off the video, that's fine. But let you know right now that from here on out, going to be nothing but huge spoilers for Boruto. So your last warning. So pretty much.
So let me add to this real quick. Yeah. The fact that, because we usually don't delve into spoilers like this.
Okay.
Like, so like the fact that we're talking about means that this is a big deal.
Right. So you ain't lying. It's pretty much this pretty much here is this chapter here is pretty much setting up everything. Everything for Boruto. So just to fill LJ in and everybody in. Chapter 79 came out today. So pretty much is this. Kawaki, the wannabe Sasuke dude, feels some type of way about Boruto and his relationship with Naruto. I ain't gonna dive in too much about it, but he did something to Naruto to the point where Naruto is no longer in the I forgot the name of the village, but he's no longer in the Leaf Village. He teleported him somewhere completely different. How he did that, I don't know. We all know Naruto got nerfed. So Kawaki and Hinata, his daughter, he teleported both of them somewhere completely away from the village. Not on Earth. I don't even think they're on Earth. I think they somewhere. I don't know where they at. But they teleported them. So Naruto gone. Hinata, his daughter, gone. Here's the thing. Kawaki feels some type of way about between the relationship between Naruto and Boruto. I forgot old girl's name, but she got blue eyes. Come to find out, she had this ridiculous power that she can grant wishes. I could be so wrong, but she got this power to the point where she changed lives between Kawaki and Boruto. Everybody in the whole wide village is going crazy on Boruto because they think Boruto killed Naruto and they think Kawaki is Naruto's son who's trying to revenge his death. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Now, here's the thing, too. A lot of people saying this is how Sasuke is going to die. It's because number one, I don't know where he at. All I know is he will find a dinosaur last time I checked. Why he find a dinosaur, I do not know. But I don't know where he at now. But here's the thing. They say he can't get affected because he got, you know, the Sharingan, all that stuff. I think his daughter not affected. And it's another person that they think he's not affected. They said Orochimaru could not possibly be affected by it. I don't know. I don't know where he at. Last time I know, he was somewhere doing something. I don't know. And I think it's another person too, but I forgot the name. But they saying that Sasuke could potentially die because it's one of two things. One is he gonna train Naruto and Boruto. They're gonna go back to the village to reduce the effects of, I forgot the girl name. And he gonna die because everybody's after Boruto. And he gonna die. That's how Boruto get his sword and cape. Or two, he's affected by it, goes looking for Boruto, and Boruto have no choice but to kill him so he can change the effects of everything that's going on. Bro, like I said, bro, this chapter here sets up everything. I'm talking about. Go ahead, Dad.
It's making a prophecy come true also.
Making a prophecy come true. Like, this here, this chapter here, if you read up on the LJ, I'm pretty sure you'd be like, okay, this here is actually good. I still hate Boruto, but I can't admit that this chapter here is amazing. I guarantee you that that's probably what you would say if you read it. But what they doing with this chapter here, it sets up everything. And if they do it right, bro, I guarantee. If they do it right, it's over. But Dad, what's your thoughts when you do your research upon it?
Because when you first sent me the video for it,
uh-huh.
I was like, hold on. They're doing like it's an incredible plot twist.
Big plot twist.
It's an incredible plot twist, and I'm gonna say that I'm not used to, usually you can see certain plot twists coming or something like that. Like, I didn't see this coming. So that's the beauty of what just happened. But I totally expect Barrudo to fuck this up.
why you say that though?
I have no faith in him. I have no faith.
Ooh, why you say that?
Just okay. So the manga's pretty decent, right?
Right.
But I totally expect like five, six years down the road when this comes out on in anime form.
Ooh, yeah.
It's gonna be hot trash.
Right. Right. I can see that. So. But that plot twist.
Let me just get everything straight.
Okay.
I think I know who Kawaki is, so I'm not gonna ask no questions about that.
Okay.
So what happened is Kawaki has daddy issues and is mad that Boruto does not respect Naruto enough.
Pretty much a perfect example of what you just said, yeah.
So he ends up meeting some random ass blue eyed.
No, girl. She's not random. I just don't know her backstory well enough, but she's not random though.
She's been in the manga or at least the show.
Yeah, she's in the show in the manga now. Yeah.
Okay.
She plays a part, but like I said, I haven't really been keeping up to date with the manga to know her well enough. But she plays a huge part.
Right. And let me know this: does her eyes do something special?
Yeah.
Okay, so her power comes from her eyes.
Yeah.
So, in other words, she's another one of these. I forgot what they call, but I just call them eye users. That's the Uchiha clan. That's the Hyuga clan. That's whoever this blue-eyed girl.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
I can't think of their name now. They all have these eye powers that supposedly come from the alien people.
Yeah.
And it got passed down to them. Whatever. Okay? So, whenever there's an eye user, usually, or a new one, they usually strong or have some absurd ability that just absolutely doesn't make sense. So, I understand the blue-eyed girl now. She, for some reason, helps Kawaki change everybody's minds with her power into hating Naruto or Boruto and thinking that Kawaki is Boruto's son instead. Now
Kawaki's now the hero of the story, and Barutsu's the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So, and Boruto, not Boruto, Naruto, Hinata, and their daughter are all gone somewhere else.
Oh, Hinata, I'm sorry. Just Naruto and his daughter. I thought his daughter was Hinata. I'm sorry. It's just Naruto and his daughter.
So, what Hinata has been affected by this eye power. Is that what you're saying?
More than, the manga just came out like a couple hours ago.
No, because wasn't they already gone though?
His mother, Hinata, which is the mother, she's still there. The daughter and Naruto gone. I don't know where they gone to.
Yeah.
They teleported. They've
gone for a little while.
Yeah.
Naruto and the daughter's been gone for a little while.
I think his mom is affected by it, but they really did. Like I said, I haven't read the whole entire chapter. I just looked at the leaks. The leaks didn't, only leaks show like maybe a couple pages, but I don't know. I'm gonna just say that. I don't know.
Right. But what you are, another question. Did they show anybody from the Hyuga clan attacking Boruto? The Hyuga clan is Hinata's clan.
Only person they showed was I forgot, Orochimaru's son. I forget his name. They only show him.
He's not.
Yeah, I know. And then Sadara, I forgot Sasuke's daughter name. I think she's not affected by it. I think
is Sakura affected by it?
I think she is. I'm pretty sure everybody's affected by it. Everybody's affected by it besides, well, they don't know yet, besides potentially Sasuke, his daughter, and Orochimaru. I forget, it's one more person. I forgot his name. Okay.
And did they show interaction with Sakura in Naruto?
No.
Okay.
I sent you a video.
I'll look at it later. I just want to get a feeling for everything first.
Right. So pretty much is this. Let's just go with this. Everybody.
Besides
Sasuke, because Sasuke, I don't know where he at. He's somewhere.
So that's my problem.
So Sasuke may be under control. That's what a lot of people don't know. Since he's not there where everything going down, I don't know where he at. They saying that he may be affected by it or he may not be affected by it. We don't know.
Right.
And that's the biggest plot twist. They said depending on how he's affected by it or not, depending on what happens after this, this potentially may lead up to his death.
Right. So that's my problem.
Okay.
My problem with what y'all have told me about this chapter and everything is the plot hole. Well, it might not be a plot hole. It's just we don't know. Of the eye users. As I just said, the eye users are some of the strongest ninjas in Naruto.
Right.
Or Baruto or whatever you want to call it. So, my problem is if the Uchihas or Sasuke and Sarada are affected by it, then yes, everybody should be affected by it because from my understanding, those are the strongest eyes, except for whoever this blue-eyed girl is now. I don't know. If they aren't affected by it, then there's a strong chance that the Higa clan shouldn't be affected by it because the Higa clan is a close second, if not, in sometimes can be the strongest eyes, depending on who it is and how well they use it.
Right.
So that's why I'm asking, is Hinata affected by it, but I thought she was gone, but supposedly she's there. And if the other people of the Higa clan are there, are they affected by it? But it also, I can understand that one because the eyes are depends on who is stronger than theirs. It depends on the person because not everybody's eyes. It's like, if you have the Sharingan eyes, you're just strong no matter what. It's just what happens when you get a Rinnegan next or the other eyes, right? You just get stronger like that. So, if that all happens, I understand. And so, what ends up happening would be is that Baruto would have to end up leaving the Leaf Village. And he will go to either the Sen village or another village that knows the truth and knows that he is Baruto's son. And all the other, and that village will start to go down because there's no Hokage in the village now because Naruto is gone. People will try to make, will be willing to try to make Kawaki the next Hokage, but somebody would have to be the interim in his stead for them. I think Kakashi's still alive, right?
Yeah, he's still alive.
So it could be like how the third went back after the fourth died. It could be something like that. So we all getting back to when we first saw the trailer of Baruto, of when Baruto had Sasuke, what we thought was Sasuke headband, and his cloak and sword, fighting the other dude, Kawaki, that we now know of. That's where it all looks like this is coming back down to go to. Right? That's what we're trying to say. Okay. Here's the problem. We do not know how they will resolve this situation. We only know up to that point. So there's a strong chance that they hype this all the way to that point and that it goes down here, straight downhill from there. I'm just putting that out there.
Right.
There's a high chance that, because you still got to build on some parts, because like you said, this could be where Sasuke dies. Naruto's not dead. I guess everybody was just assuming Naruto would be dead, but technically Naruto just gone.
Yeah, he just teleported to another dimension.
Right. And he has no way to get out because he's not strong enough anymore because he's done lost Kuruma. I say this. Just hearing about it, it does sound like a decent setup. But I'm with Dad. I do not think the payoff is going to be there.
Okay. I can respect that. You're right. Okay, they did mess some stuff up before.
Right. So, they going to have to do a lot for me to believe that this payoff is going to work out like they want to do.
Right.
But I guess we'll hear about it later. But if that's the chapter, that's nowhere near a pinky on One Piece.
You still hot about that?
I'm just saying, it sounds like a really good chapter. It's, but it has nothing on even an ounce.
But we can't. But we can't. We can't agree to this though. For Boruto, after the what the anime has done to this franchise,
Randall,
what,
if you finish that sentence, I will come to your apartment. It's not my fault that the bar for Boruto is underneath the mantle of the earth. That's where the bar of Boruto.
For what we can say. For what we can say. For what we can say, the manga is way better than anime. Let's just say that. Way better than anime.
I guess I give you that one. I thought you were about to say something else.
No, I ain't gonna know. I love Attack on Titan, but I ain't gonna, you know, I ain't that crazy.
No, not even that. I thought you were gonna say that this is the best that Boruto has ever done. And the bar for Boruto is, like I said, is underneath the earth crust.
The setup pretty much is this. Cause since the beginning of time when we did this podcast, the very first episode of Boruto was Kawaki and Boruto fighting in a destroyed Leaf Village. Just gone. And we were like, bro, who did what? Was it him, the new guy, or was it we don't know. Now this is setting up to tell us, okay, so now we can get an idea on how the Leaf Village is destroyed. Is Sasuke dead? How the hell Boruto got his coat, his sword, his head? Well, we know how he gets his head bent. So this is actually setting up perfectly to show us what happened during the first episode. If they play their cards right, they could somewhat redeem themselves. The reason why I say somewhat redeem themselves is, like Dad mentioned beforehand, the anime may screw this all the way up, which we can agree that they probably are. But for what the manga is doing, the manga is holding up itself and is holding up the anime as well. Because the manga has just been, lately the manga been good. I haven't seen nobody actually complain about the manga, to be honest with you. I heard everybody complain about the anime, but the manga, on the other hand, is doing as good. Whoever doing the manga for Boruto is doing good. Whoever doing the anime.
No. So you're not going to do that. People complain about the manga too. You're not. I'm not going to let that little excerpt just slip by. No, people complain about the manga too.
But it's still good though. Now.
It's better than anime.
Yeah, better.
That's a low bar to go over
to. Well,
So to explain to people, it's like you're playing Limbo, right? And the bar, in order to pass the level, like you can basically walk under the bar. That's how easy the expectations they are for Boruto, okay?
Right.
Like, there's no expectation that anybody... Because I know this has been said before. Boruto was initially made as a cash grab.
Right.
You know? So, the fact that... still going on, first of all, is a thing. But it's taken this long in order to get to this part, you know...
Right.
I mean, I guess it is what it is, but like, the writing is always great. The writing right now is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, let's not say that. While it's head and shoulders above the anime, the manga's only 3'5". So.
I got you. But we just got to see how it play out, because the chapter is good. Chapter is good. it pretty much explains a lot. We just got to figure out, all right, so what y'all going to go from here? Because right now, chapter 79 is up here. Now, are y'all going to go this way or are y'all going
to... I don't wish the downfall on nobody. But you, no. I wish the downfall on this one.
I mean, that was, he kind of got a point because long time ago when we first brought you on here, Dad, when he showed me everything about Barto and he legit exposed them for making this as a cash grab, he got a reason to feel that way.
No, and I know. Trust me, I know. And I get it. You know, yeah. I totally get it. You know, it's just funny to me, that's all.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
But like you said, it shouldn't take this long for it to get to where is that right now. It should have take that long. We should have been here, hell, like 4 years ago, to be honest with you. Cause how long it been out? It been out for a while, haven't it?
I mean, technically it ended right after Naruto.
Yeah, so it's been out for a while.
I'd say at least 6 years now.
Yeah, it should have gotten to this point here. Like right now, if it actually been 6 years, right now we should have been Boruto Shippuden if they would do something like that. That's where we should have been. We should have been finished with Boruto, and then if they're trying to move on to Shippuden, then Boruto Shippuden should be happening right now. Because now we at the good part. And like LJ said, it took them 6 years to get to the good part. So, but we just got to wait and see. But for right now, everybody, the manga, for the most part, is pretty much took everybody by storm, or the latest chapter took everybody by storm. Now, we just got to see, because they are in a good spot. They could be in a better spot if they could push it out. Like LJ said, this is to now is the make or break for them. Let's just put it like that. Right now,
no,
it's not.
It's not make or break for them. No.
When you think? When you think?
Because let's just use the last topic for example. Okay. They're still going to buy this, whether it's good or not.
No, yeah, you got a point.
No matter what I say, no matter what LJ said, no matter what you say, Randall, they're still going to buy this and they're still going to support this no matter what.
Right.
So I don't think the whole Naruto universe is ever in trouble.
No, you got a point. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Even if it's garbage, yeah, I can see them still, yeah.
They're still going to support it.
Yeah. They're going to dog it, but
still somehow say that it's better than
you still on that.
To say that one episode compares to a whole anime.
You feel some type of way about you feel some type of way about that, LJ?
Huh?
You feel some type of way about that?
Everybody should feel some way about that. How does a chapter compare to an anime? And how does a borderline, not even me, it just sucks, compares to one of the biggest anime franchises of all whatever.
Oh man. Now before we go, I gotta be petty. Especially that. You think this is better than My Hero?
If it ain't better than one, I'm not gonna let Dad talk. If it ain't better than One Piece, that's why you should have left. That's the
The man LJ said, I'm not going to let you talk. LJ said, man, look at that. That's not even, you should never say that.
Like, I like My Hero. Not as much as that, but I like it. Uh-huh. And for you to say that.
I ain't say nothing. I just asked
a question. But then you asked a question.
I just asked a question.
Did you not ask the question?
Yeah, but right? I didn't say I agree
so,
to
no,
it.
No, so is this chapter better than one Attack on Titan?
Absolutely not.
Oh, it's not? I think there's some Barto fans that would think differently.
That's a lie, because they said that to One Piece, not Attack on Titan. They ain't say that to My Hero either.
They said they had
But they said that because
AOT, they don't even think AOT is on their level. They had to go for One Piece.
So you saying One Piece King? One Piece is king.
One Piece is part of the Big Three.
So One Piece is king.
One Piece is part of the Big Three. Like, there's no denying One Piece's place in the anime community. There's no denying that.
I just can't wait to the end of the year to show y'all about what true greatness.
The end of the year. You gotta wait a whole month.
We're in March. We're in March.
The end of your anime.
Bro, we got.
It should have been done 2 years
bro,
ago.
It should have been.
Thank you.
Mappa just decided to pick up the new season of One Punch Man.
Yeah. Hey, they working at people. I don't know what they got going
them
on.
Them people are working.
They working.
I would sue Mappa for something.
You would sue?
Do they have OSHA over there? Like, I don't know.
No, they don't. But
no.
They need one.
They don't.
They need something.
But
that's ridiculous.
But at the end of the day, we don't want no garbage anime out there. We don't. And for Boruto,
why you like AOT then?
Let's talk about this, because you talk. You said a
you
key
just
word
said
right
we don't
now.
Want no garbage.
We
anime
don't want
here.
No garbage anime. And for somebody to admit that season 2 and 3 was garbage,
I didn't admit. I said season 2 and 3.
You said yourself.
I didn't say it was garbage. I'm still waiting for proof that I said it was garbage.
That's a selective memory we be talking about.
I still want to see proof that I said it was garbage.
Don't make me go.
You can go to our archive. We still got all the old podcast episodes. Go through all 196 of them, and I guarantee not one of them said
two. I don't have to go through all 196. All I gotta do is I think I only gotta go through last week's episode.
I just want you to go through it because it ain't come out my mouth. Attack on Titan and garbage never been the same since.
It's been
great.
Okay, maybe you said trash. Maybe you say horrible. Maybe you say that it's terrible. You know, like, but maybe you didn't say garbage, but you said some other synonyms.
I just want to know why y'all so hate. What is your hatred?
I think this is what I think. Okay. I think Boruto and AOT brings out the same emotions out of me because they're both just so bad. So I can't get them out without thinking horribly about them. So maybe this is a me thing. Yeah, I had to work on myself on that. But maybe they should work on themselves to get better as well.
Well,
so
half the world will greatly disagree with you on that. I'm just saying.
Half the world. So like 7 billion people would disagree with that. Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is we won.
You said half the world. You said 7 billion people like AOT.
An anime of the
year. No. Circle back. Half the world.
That was being generous. I could say about 5%, but I'm just saying half the
5%
world. 5%? I'm just saying, but either way it goes. Attack on Titan. You know, I'm not gonna even see. I can't even list the awards that Attack on Titan have won.
That they paid people to give them.
That they won righteously because of how glorious their anime was.
They showed it winning awards for season 1, 2, or 3.
All I gotta say is
they start reading awards when Mappa put up the animation.
All I gotta say is when the end of the year comes and that last episode drops.
Maybe people are just biased to pretty pictures. Is that what's going on?
And when that last episode drops and it gonna be nothing but tears of joy from the anime community and that anime gets its beautiful farewell from This is what I'm hearing.
The common between AOT fans and Boruto fans are that they are in denial. They have short attention spans, and they don't know what good is.
Okay. So, I want to point out that 5% of the world population is 390 million, and you're telling me that 390 million people are watching AOT and think it's the greatest thing in the world?
It beat My Hero, didn't it?
You just want to admit when you lost. You want to admit when you lost.
It beat My Hero.
This people is an AOT fan.
All I gotta say is this: Barto, we don't want Barto to be garbage. Cause we all we all agree. We love Naruto. I think you love Shippuden, LJ. I don't know, but I like
Naruto and Shippuden. I just want Barto to die in a fiery car crash, like the one that happened in the WWE with Mr. McMahon. Y'all remember that one? Like that.
He threw that back. He threw that way back. But like I said, man, at the end of the day, we don't want what happened. What they did with Barto, you know. It is what it is, but at least the manga is keeping up. It's keeping up. We can say that for the most part. The anime, on the other hand, I don't know what they got going on. So, but Dad, man, what you got to say to these people before we head out?
Outside of what Randall said about the 5% of the world population.
Aaron is a better MC than Deku.
What? First of all,
save for next episode. Cause I know you finna go off. Save for next episode.
I appreciate everybody who tunes into us, listens to us, and everything. You guys don't know how like I said earlier, the 1,100 on TikTok that's there currently, like how much that is appreciated, okay? Because like it shows that we do have hard work. It might seem a small number to you guys, so some people who might be hearing this. But that is a great organic number. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's totally organic, totally people who just listen to us and just who are there and find our content good, you know? And we appreciate that. If you want to ride, talk to us, you know, like I said, I'm commenting on almost every video that gets posted, you know? So if you got something that you want to say to me, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me why Baruto was great. Tell me. I'll argue with you. I got time. I'll argue with you, okay? Tell me why Attack on Titan is good. I'll argue with you. You know.
You damn sure gonna do that.
But, like, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you guys, though. Like, and say thank you again.
LJ, what you got, man?
Thanks for all the views on all the TikToks and the YouTube shorts. Keep supporting us. We appreciate y'all greatly. Unlike Dad, I do not have the time to talk to the brain dead AOT and Barzo fans. So if you want to say something, you can. I probably won't respond, or if I do, I just said, you know what? I'm going to make a shirt that says Barzo is for brain deads, and then we just, you know, maybe that'd be our first piece of merch.
Yo,
this man here.
Yo,
look at we are. Heck no, I'm not gonna get.
I'm with that.
Y'all can participate in that. Y'all can participate.
But we love y'all, even if you're a bar.
I'll wear that to Comic Con. I wish somebody would.
I'll wear it. I'm going to Japan in that shirt. And
I didn't say all that.
Now, I don't know about all that. Now, you may not come back. You may not come back after that.
I will see.
But does that?
I either die a legend, or I'm already a villain. So
what? Okay, all right, but like Dad and LJ said, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hopefully y'all be enjoying our content. Shout out to all the 1,000 people on TikTok. Even though it's a small number to us, it seemed like a million. Especially YouTube Shorts, man. Did not expect YouTube Shorts to be the way it is. So y'all be on the lookout for that. We got some special in the works for the YouTube Shorts coming up in a couple months. Dad got some stuff cooking up that he gonna announce later on in the podcast, maybe next week or maybe next month. But he got some stuff cooking up. And once again, man, we just truly appreciate y'all for tuning in. But other than that, man, my name Randall. With me as always, my boy LJ and the OG Dad himself, man. And together we are the 2-for-1 special podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode. And we will catch y'all next time on the next one, man. Peace out.